tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you.
If there's one thing I hate is a noisy commercial.
And now, your hosts for The Real Thing, TV's greatest commercials for Ed McMahon and Ann Julian.
Five-card draw. Winner takes all. What do you have?
Kings.
How many?
One.
How unfortuitous. And I thought he was bluffing.
A Chevrolet drive is an invitation to a beautiful world. And she's a part of it. Magic, all silver and gold, an excursion to Never Neverland, where she is a queen in her luxurious coat.
Good evening and welcome to the most expensive show on television.
Wait a minute. Here we're doing a show about commercials and you start right off with some false advertising.
It's not false advertising. It just depends on how you look at things.
The most expensive show on television, how do you figure?
Well, if the average 30-second TV commercial costs about $125,000 to make today, and we have approximately 250 commercials or pieces of commercials on the show tonight, well, then do you know how much potential production value we have on this show?
Offhand, I say $31,250,000 worth.
That's correct. I guess that even makes the Thornbirds look cheap, cheap, cheap. And you know what the people are going to get for their money?
Yes, a look at some of the greatest food commercials ever made. The finest in foreign advertisements. The tale of designer jeans, happy holidays, jingles, and classics of all time.
And one of the most expensive star lineups you've ever seen.
Listen to this. Bob Hope, Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz, Dom DeLuise, Jimmy Durante, Tony Randall, and a few amazing surprises.
Sounds like a bargain to me.
You're right. So let's start with this classic from the bug-eyed comedy genius, Marty Feldman.
We will tantalize your taste buds with the most mouth-watering morsels and tempting tasties ever to appear on the tube.
Speaking of tempting tasties, the sacrifices one must make in this profession. I bring on the goodies, my little chickadee.
Mm-hmm. Goodies has nothing to do with it, kid. Action on food.
Ah, yes, a veritable symphony of succulent savory.
Cooked up all sorts of ways to sell food.
Actually, a lot of work goes into making food look irresistible in commercials. There are food designers whose very art is to make your mouth water and your stomach rumble.
That's right. And believe me, Ed is certainly known for his appreciation of fine art.
Do you mind? These people happen to be the Michelangelos of the mushroom burgers, the Cezannes of the cereal bowls, and the Picassos of the pizza parlors.
Sugardale presents 39 kinds of cold cuts that make sandwiches sing.
When baloney, it's a lovey coming through the rye. Sugardale has 39 delicious kinds to try.
In fact, it's in the 5th and 12th and 16th of the
birthday. The tongue is the taste barometer of the face. Are you okay? It tells you if something is rotten. I bet something is truly wonderful. You understand that screaming yellow tongue up here is a fantastic butter glazed popcorn snack. This is exactly my song, adored by every tongue, and every lip, and every face, and cut that out, and every puppet, and...
Oh, Tom, what are you doing?
I'm doing nothing.
Is that a tootsie pop?
No.
Yes, it is.
The finder's keeper.
supper.
Well, can we be in a minute?
Okay, but you gotta promise you won't bite.
Oh, we promise. We promise.
And now from Budweiser, the taste buds.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Brain. Hey, guys, the munchies are coming.
There's only one thing bad about the munchies.
Yeah, the dreaded dry mouth.
Oh, but don't you love the cure?
From the guns comes Quaker Puffed Wheat, nature's energy food made delicious. Quaker Puffed Wheat, shot from guns.
Its naturally sweet taste reminds me of wild hickory nuts.
That's oatmeal.
Right. But it says here it's maple-flavored oatmeal. Tell you what, I'll be an aeroplane. You be the hangar. Open the door. Here it comes. Loaded with delicious maple-flavored maple.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's probably good for you. You can try it.
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
I'm not going to try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah.
He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it. He likes it.
When McDonald's gave the news one beautiful morn, every hamburger fan had a thrill that a new kind of hamburger's about to be born. Will it be a boy or a grill? Well, it was Big Mac, Big Mac, Big, Big Mac.
Just excellent. How about lunch?
Same place.
Same thing.
May I help you?
A cheeseburger, please.
Talk into my nose, please.
A cheeseburger.
I'd like a Wiener Schnitzel Super Deluxe Hamburger for my sonny.
Yes, I'd like a hamburger with extra tomatoes, no pickle, no onion, and...
Step aside. Louder, please.
A cheeseburger.
Give him a double.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Onions?
Sonny doesn't like onions.
Pay at the cashier.
That's it. Where's the meat?
Same place.
Do you like it, Sonny? Don't talk with your mouth full.
Eating at some Mexican restaurants is like playing with fire.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Everybody's in the biscuit business these days. You've probably tried some of them and found some of them a little heavy.
Knock off work, leave the other guys behind. Cause you know your wife's cooking with a bunch of tomato sauce and you can't get it out of your mind. Her Wednesday specials make the whole week bright, so you're always on time on Wednesday night. That effect pouring good taste and all out tomato sauce and absolutely flavorful is fast cooking dinner, making red rich tomato taste and positively hot and sweet hot sauce. And Wednesday night has special dinner time stop.
That Heinz, what has been put?
Good cracker.
Shrimp.
Deliciously crunchy and chewy and nutty and sweet.
Thank you.
tasty. It tastes great.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Neither can I. I'm surprised you left the box. You know, just when those glorious images of food have whipped our taste buds into a frenzy and we're reaching for the refrigerator door, along comes another wave of commercials and stops us cold.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
They don't feel bad. Well, we've got pizza off in no time. Dieting and fitness are big business. Thin is in, but if fat is where you're at, don't be discouraged. Health is only a commercial away.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
It seems like clinical tests have proven that everything you like is hazardous to your health. As a result, people are being required to modify their habits.
No, 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 no.
When you're watching your weight, too much of even a good thing can be a no-no.
No, no, yes. No, yes, no. Yes, yes, no, no.
Destiny, you got to go on a diet.
Oh, diet for me.
Good cottage cheese blitz diet is delicious. And you'll lose pounds practically overnight.
Good cottage cheese, you say?
Or we're finished.
Holy, holy, you're gonna be eating all the sweet stuff with the high calories. Where the no sugar sweetie is waiting for you. Big fat peaches and some apricot cotton too.
I'll have shrimp cocktail, duck with orange sauce, salad with French dressing, baked potatoes.
Have you noticed how often you're surrounded by glass these days? You're living in the golden age of girl watching.
Peel me a salad.
When you're on a diet, everything reminds you of cheesecake. Now you can have your cake and diet too.
What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? Is it tough to lose? A pinch or a pound or two.
How many of you can say, in all honesty, that you have carried through on your pledge to each other to give up junk food? Excellent.
Diet, strength, so what did you got to taste? Let's call it true. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose?
Suck it in.
You're sucked in.
What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose?
You've been wonderful, sticking to your humble dish of dessert instead of gorging on banana cream pie and brownies. You deserve a reward.
Think there's a message here for you? In the shape you're in.
Holy, holy, you'll never be eating all the sweet stuff with the low calorie. Cock of the Walk is the name of the brand. Look out, Bruce, for the Weight Watchers fan.
I feel like I lost 5 pounds.
I feel like I found it.
Hey, you jog?
No, I have a man that does that for me.
Whoa.
Well, no matter what shape you're in, this next classic commercial has a message just for you.
And your stomach.
No matter what shape your stomach's in.
parties at the regular price and take home a shirt-tailed stuffed animal for $1.69 each.
In 1851, Milwaukee was introduced to a great smooth-tasting beer called Blatt's. In the 1950s, Blatt's was voted Milwaukee's finest beer for 10 straight years. And since the beginning of the Blatt's TB taste test in 1975, sales have increased every year because Blatt's is still brewed the slow, traditional way to deliver the great taste of quality. Taste test Blatt's against your favorite beer. You're the winner with Blatt's quality.
The butter, ain't it best for my lads? Your butter's made from your cow's cream and, well,
you can taste the difference, son.
Geronimo! It's all right, lads. It's butter!
No buts, it's got to be butter.
Twinkle, twinkle, famous star, selling soap, a food, a car, shining on our screen so bright. We're glad to have you here tonight.
Wonderful.
New York. If you're a New Yorker, sweep it, sag it, cannon. Don't dump on New York.
PepsiCo is privileged to have been your ticket to the opera for over 40 years. Sing on.
In between the sad songs that I sing all night long, it's so nice to cool my throat, have a cold, don't you know?
Is terrific.
Gee, it's easy when you live in a garden.
But there's something new and deliciously crunchy.
It's Baco's from Betty Crocker Kitchen.
Eve, you're a great little cook. Hereafter, make all my salads with Baco's.
Okay, tomorrow I'll make a fruit salad.
That means leaving out everything that's artificial. Artificial coloring, artificial flavoring. But what you leave in are naturally good things like bran, sunflower seeds, honey. And if you kept them, you end up with new sunny honey bread. It costs a little more, but when you consider what we leave out, it's worth it. Keplinger's bread. May I spell that for you? B-R-E-A-D.
What have you got in bed with you?
It's a Boeing 707.
Look at that scale. Isn't that fabulous?
Oh, Elliot, for get that airplane out of bed.
Rhoda, please go to sleep.
Ah! The propeller.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get me that green bottle.
Excedrin?
I have an Excedrin in it. I hear tell men of such animals. Well, listen to what this tiger can tell. Start stopping and see. Go on, set yourself free. You'll be ready to sing like me. And say, here comes the tigress. Here comes the tigress. Tigress can only cut men of such animals. Here comes the tigress. See who has the nerve to get into that.
13?
No, mine's a Coco convertible.
You know, I could probably get that guy the money for a new car in 24 hours.
Legally?
Sure, I work for Manufacturers Hanover.
Yeah, but you wouldn't give that guy a loan, would you?
You wouldn't guess it to look at me, but I'm Gertrude. The guy that writes Gertrude's gossip column. I'm here in this nightclub to get an exclusive photo of a famous couple.
Well, sly little devils.
They're holding hands at that table over there. As usual, I'll have only one chance to get my picture with Blue Dots.
I never miss.
Excuse me, they're leaving.
Well, I got my picture. If only I could get my camera back.
Well, it's that time of the year we can get a Hubert doll at the Harris Bank. You know, you can never have too many Hubert dolls, because you can never save too much money.
Great nuts breakfast time.
Good. Well, crunchy little nuggets bursting with nut sweet flakes.
Well, first we got to exercise.
How long?
You want your post-grape nut?
Fine.
Come on.
A grape nuts breakfast fills you up, not out. Fills you up, not out.
Whoever says underwear has to be white anyhow. People come in colors, don't they? So I'm flipped that Jockey is doing something about it in a big way. Giving us underwear in so many colors and styles that the mind boggles, including some numbers that not only look like paint jobs, but fit like them. Listen, I'm hip that underwear is a small thing, but isn't it nice that we're finally getting a little freedom of choice around here?
Oi!
Pardon me, sir. Are you a flamenco dancer?
No, I'm an upholsterer. I'm just doing this to shake everything down to make more room for Lay's potato chips. Holy!
Where did you get this Westinghouse catalog?
Westinghouse? It's not Westinghouse. It's Westinghouse. House.
It just so happens that I studied English grammar in Cuba.
No.
When the G is followed by an H-O, like in G-H-O-S-T, goes. G-H-O, you say, go. There is no H.
Well, if you keep calling it Westinghouse, there'll be plenty of H.
They finally made a car big enough for Durante. You know, folks, when you're broke like me, you can't get just any old new car. You gotta get one with all kinds of extra room. Especially extra breathing room for the old schnozzle, plenty of headroom and lots of leg room. This car also has big bucket seats, contoured to my contours. And folks, when I say that this car is big enough for Durante, that also means it's big enough for a little companionship. Good night, folks.
Sometimes an
apple change. Funny things and Snow White journey does. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Day of Christmas, guess what I gave to me? One stomach weeping, one head a throbbing, the office party. A desk full of bills, 12 relatives, and a pop pop and a fizz fizz.
Merry Christmas! It's a joy to serve Wilkins coffee to so many people at Christmas.
It's a joy to you. You're not pulling the sled.
We work our little hoofies right down to the quick. All of us undeer. You probably think I'm just another reindeer. Wrong-o. I am an undeer. I helped a man from Oncola deliver 7-Up every Oncola season when everybody needs more 7-Up to serve all their friends.
Hey, Joey.
What? He downstairs.
Nobody downstairs, Arnold.
Hey, Joe.
When you need a picture in an instant, you'll love the Kodak Colorburst 250 with built-in flash.
Joey, look! Wow!
Are you watching me now? My daddy said that nobody ever saw what you really look like. But I bet I know.
Potato chip. Bet you can't eat them, just them. One. I'll have another.
Me say, just one.
So you did. Look, here comes the Mayflower.
Lay's potato chips, so thin, so light, so crisp, you can eat a million of them, but nobody can eat just one.
Delicious.
In a moment, our musical hit parade of jingles.
I hear it in the daytime, I hear it in the night, I hear it when it's raining and when the sun is bright.
There goes that call again, that friendly, cheerful call again, for the finest beer of all again, Carlene's Black Label Beer.
Now go get Pepsi for the Pepsi Bounce, more bounce to the ounce, more bounce to the ounce. Go get Pepsi for the Pepsi Bounce, more bounce to the ounce with Pepsi.
For just a few dollars more than the lowest price cars.